O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. Saint Benedict Joseph Labre, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Well, children, today is Thursday, and it was just a few weeks ago that we were in church, weren't we, for Holy Thursday, the special Mass in the morning, and the procession in which you participated of taking our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament to the side chapel to represent his Garden of Agony and also his tomb. And then remember how after Mass, then we had the stripping of the altars, and then we had lunch, and then we had the washing of the feet, and you made visits to our Lord before you went home to adore our Lord in the altar of repose. Well, now, today we have the votive Mass of the Blessed Sacrament. The devotion to the Blessed Sacrament is always important for a Catholic, and it's one of the special devotions for this month of April. Today we also have a saint, about whom I want to tell you a little bit, who was called the poor man of the 40 hours. Remember 40 hours? We have that in the fall or the autumn of the year usually. And during the 40 hours, there's processions with the Blessed Sacrament, and we take turns adoring our Lord in the sacred monstrance. That was one of the special vocations of this saint, to adore our Lord at the 40 hours. And if no one was there, well, first of all, regardless of if people were there or not, he would kneel, but he would kneel on the floor, and the floor was marble and very hard. And he wouldn't move. You know how you're all kind of like squirming around, and the little girl in the front pew is putting her feet up and things like that, kind of entertaining herself? Well, when he was at church, he never squirmed and he never moved, because he knew that God was right there, children. So why would you put your feet up and look around and do this and that and talk to each other when God is right there? I think Ben's having a little nap, and that's okay. At least he's not moving when he's having a nap, so that's already a step in the right direction. God is right there. We want to be very respectful of him. Well, he never sat down. So great was his respect for our Lord. He knelt the whole time for hours. And if no one was around, he would talk to our Lord. And our Lord would talk back to him, and he would hear him speak. They would have a conversation, the two of them together. He was called the saint of the 40 hours. That was one of his special vocations in life. What's a vocation, children? A vocation means the call from God that all of you are going to get for something special in your life. Some of you will be called to be married people and have your own families. Others will be called, perhaps, we pray, to be a priest, or a girl might be called to the convent to become a sister. Or you might be a layperson living in the world but helping the church in special ways. There's even a special vocation of being a brother. Sometimes you should think to yourself, I wonder what God wants me to do when I grow up. And in any case, I want to please him and do his holy will. And you should pray that our Lord will show you his vocation. And it's a wonderful thing if our Lord would want one of you to be a priest or a nun. Well, St. Benedict Joseph Labre, he lived around the time of the American Revolution. Does that tell you something? So that was a while ago, but not that long ago, over 200 years. He was the eldest boy in a family of 18 children, and his parents very much prayed that one of their sons would have a vocation to the priesthood. And because St. Benedict from his youth was very pious and would pray for a long time, they thought he would be the one. He was also very quiet. He was one of those children who looked and he watched things, but he never said anything. He took a lot in. He was very quiet. But he was always cheerful and always did what he was told, and he was very kind. If someone needed help, he would always help out. I'll give you an example. One day, going to school, you know how when you're going to school. Well, there was a little girl, She was probably about your age, you children in the pews here. She was a little girl, and she was crying bitterly by the side of the road. They had to walk to the school from their homes. And she had fallen in the mud. Only it was a huge, big mud puddle. And she had fallen in, and she was all covered with mud, and she lost her shoe. She had one shoe, but the other shoe came off, and she was looking for it, but she couldn't find it, and nobody helped her, and she was weeping bitterly. So St. Benedict came up to her. He was a few years older than she, and he was very kind, and first of all, he got her out of the mud, and then he dove back into the mud himself until he found her shoe, and he cleaned it off for her as best he possibly could. And then, although he would be late for his school, he walked her to her school to make sure that she got there safely. Another time, by now his parents had sent him to stay with an uncle who was a priest, and the uncle was teaching him Latin and sacred scripture. He didn't like the Latin that much. He wasn't too good for the studies, but he loved learning about the Bible and learning the Psalms and the prayers of the church. Well, one day he came across a girl who was about 12 years old, and she used to come to the school that they had at the parish, the church school, and all of a sudden she didn't come to classes anymore. And one day St. Benedict said to her, "Why don't you come to school anymore? I don't see you coming to classes anymore." And she started crying, and she said, "My mother died, and my new stepmother won't let me." "Well, don't cry," said St. Benedict very sweetly to her. "Be comforted." And he took her to the church, and they had a nice little talk. And then after that, he told her, "Now, you should kneel down, and you should say one Our Father and one Hail Mary. And when you get to the part about Thy will be done, I want you to say it. Close your eyes," he said, "and say it three times in a row. Thy will be done, Thy will be done, Thy will be done." So that you can understand that if you want to be holy, all you have to do is do what God wants you to do, and not worry about things too much. And then they said a prayer for her mother, because she had died not too long ago, and that was the Psalm, the De Profundis. And then he told her not to worry about coming back to school if her stepmother wouldn't let her, that would be okay, and she must obey her new mother instead. "Our good God," he said, "will take care of things, and I'm going to pray for you. Now you just do God's will." And then he had her say the prayer that we say at benediction, "Praised and adored forever be the most blessed sacrament of the altar." Well, by now the girl had stopped crying, and she was very happy just by looking at him, because if you look at a saint, it makes you happy. And she was very peaceful, and she went home about her business, and she wasn't sad ever again. Those were just some examples of how kind our saint was. What was going to be his vocation in life? Well, he tried to study to be a priest, and that didn't work, and he wasn't drawn to that. He thought he should be a monk in a very strict monastery, so he went to the strictest one of all, called the Trappists. Only it didn't work. He got sick, and then he was unhappy, and the fathers could tell that he wasn't meant to be a monk. He tried many monasteries, and it didn't work in any place, until finally our Lord inspired him with what he was to do. He was to be a pilgrim, a very poor pilgrim, and he was to go to all of the great churches and shrines throughout Europe on foot, and to pray there, to honor our Blessed Mother, for example, at her holy house of Loreto, and all the relics of the saints in Rome, and all the beautiful churches. Only when he went, he didn't go to see the beautiful churches or the interesting things. He went to pray to Our Lady, to the saints, and especially Our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. And that's how he spent his time. Now, he was very poor and separated from the world, Sometimes he never said anything for a month at a time, and he never even begged. Only if people gave him food or some money did he take it. Otherwise, he just went hungry. And if he saw someone who was poorer than he was or hungrier, he would give away whatever he had to them. And he didn't mind if people made fun of him and beat him and kicked him and things like that. He never said a word. One time, though, when he was in church praying, there was a man who came into church with his dog. And it wasn't a seeing-eye dog. It was just a regular dog. Back then, people, they still do this in Mexico, people let their dogs go into the church, which would be very disrespectful because sooner or later, the dogs would make a mess. Well, St. Benedict said very kindly to the man, "Excuse me, sir, you know, this is a church and our Lord is living right there on the altar, and you really shouldn't bring your dog with you into church." Well, he took it the wrong way because he thought, "He's a beggar. What does he know? He's not going to tell me what to do." And so the man with the dog started to hit St. Benedict with his cane and smacked him and knocked him down and screamed at him and everything. And all St. Benedict said was, "But sir, keep your voice down because our Lord is right there on the altar in the tabernacle." Well, he was so humble because he was so patient, and he was so patient because he was so humble. Well, he didn't ever want anybody to praise him or think he was holy or anything like that. And most people didn't even get close to him because, on account of the fact that he was a poor person, he was homeless. He had no place to live, and he used to live in a kind of a hole in the wall of the ancient Roman Colosseum. Well, he could never get washed up because he wouldn't have any facilities, so he did kind of smell very badly, and he had these little bugs which are called vermin or lice that crawled all over him. For us, it would be almost unbearable, but he offered that up as a penance out of the love of God. Sometimes even when holy priests would have to hear his confession, they would have to hold their nose like that because he smelled so bad. Sometimes the saints have to have a very strong sense of smell. Now, like yesterday's saint, remember, talked about Father Damien and the poor lepers? Sometimes, and he was saying Mass on a warm day, the leper smelled so badly that he was afraid he would be ill. But he offered it up and took a deep breath and said a little prayer and went about his business, because we all have a different vocation and a different way of serving God, don't we? Well, those would be some of the lessons from the life of today's saint. But what I hope you carry away are two things, children. To love Jesus very much in the Blessed Sacrament. You pass by his doors all day long. Could you pop in sometimes and have a little chat with him? And when you do come to Mass, you must sit up very respectfully. And you must pay close attention to our Lord in the tabernacle and be as reverent as you possibly can. Oh, and the rest of the time, whatever your special vocation from God is, you must be very kind always to each other. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.